football on off the ball.
Did you ever listen to that with the Spanish commentary? Ancara Messi, Ancara Messi,
oh,
Ancara Messi.
Goal, 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 goal.
It's such a good affirmation.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
He's got a goal!
The Saints are marching on with three wins on the trot after a shaky start in the SSE Electricity Premier Division.
The ball comes in and they score from the free kick. Would you believe it?
Going down the rocky road to Dublin to face St Pat's this Friday night are Doherty United.
Conor Keighley rises once again.
Doherty's men are in the doghouse after two defeats in their last two matches. Will the informed James Brown help the Saints get payback after two home draws against the Louthmen last year?
Brilliant performance for St Pat's tonight.
Vinnie Perth will be with Phil Egan at Richmond Park. It's the League of Ireland. It's live and exclusive on Off the Ball from 7 on Friday night.
That was a superb bit of play.
League of Ireland on Off the Ball.
Here is Stephen Kenny ahead of his game versus Drogheda United on Friday night, which you can catch live on Off the Ball. Stephen, you've had a pretty good last week and a half or so coming into this game. Three wins on the bounce. You must be delighted with how things are going at the moment.
Well, I think we're already looking towards tomorrow night. When you've got three games a week like that, it's unusual to take 9 points, and thankfully we did that. And then we've another three, and like that, it can go the other way as well, so you have to stay firmly focused on the task ahead, and that's Drogheda.
If we go back to the last game, first of all, the Shelburne game, your three goals have all came from set pieces, and I know we've James Brown new into the club in swinging them in, but you've got such a huge array of talent attacking the ball in the box. You've Max Matthew gets a goal, you've Ryan Edmondson who comes up with a goal as well, but also you've the back three of Luke Turner, Joe Revans, and we know Sean Hoare is so good in the air. How beneficial is that for you to have all them?
Yeah, I'm not sure we get them all on the pitch at the same time. Max obviously came on for Ryan. So it's, listen, the main thing is that we played very well in the game. Getting the set pieces was a consequence of a lot of good play. And overall, I felt we deserved to win, although we could have lost it. but it was a great effort by the players to win in Tolka Park. And we can take confidence from that going into tomorrow.
Can I ask about the man who scored the two goals, Ryan Edmondson? I know you spoke briefly about some maybe the issues that came up with how you got him when he came out of Australia and the league took over his club down there and it presented an opportunity for you. Can you speak a little bit more maybe about that, and then also how impressed you've been, not just with the goals the other night, but also maybe some of the general play he's had in game for you so far?
Yeah, no, listen, we're delighted to get Ryan. He was available, and you know, we were delighted to get him. And we're delighted that he chose to come to St Pat's Athletic. It's different, the tempo of the game is completely different in Australia. The heat is a factor in Australia, the tempo of the games. It's a very technical game in Australia, actually. A lot of teams build up from the back and play through the towards. Obviously, in the climate can vary depending on time of year and part of Australia. But a lot of the games are played in the heat, and so there's no high pressing. It's mid blocks, it's lower tempo. It's playing through its compact areas, trying to break teams down in compact areas. So it's sometimes you might only do as a forward 8K in a game, but he's doing nearly 12 here or you know, overall or over 11. So if he's playing 90 minutes, so it's high pressing, the level of intensity, and you know, so he's readapting to that, having been in Australia for 2.5 years, and he had a good time there, obviously winning the A-League, Central Coast Mariners, so that was a big experience, and for him. And then Max went and won it with Auckland last year, the previous year, so it was a good experience for them, and we're glad they're here now.
Ryan's obviously put down a huge staple with those two goals last week, but it must be some headache to have Aidan Keenan come back fit, Max Matt coming back fit, and Ryan fit and firing up top as well.
Yeah, Max is just getting, you know, we're delighted with Max's impact, so he's just getting training under his belt and getting up to the level, but the impact he's had in both games has been excellent, and it's good to have competition for places. That's what you need, and they'll all play a big part throughout the season. The season is in its infancy, and we need options. We need good attacking options.
I spoke to you after the win against Dundalk, and it was a man who made his debut that night, James Brown. you described them as a raider going up and down the right hand flank. And I was speaking just after that to Vinnie Perth, who said he watched the interview and he heard you say the word raider to describe your player, and he said that's how you know Stephen is loving his football at the moment. Can you talk a little bit more about James Brown and what he gives you to the side?
Well, he's only played 3 games, so it's early days, but obviously it's coincided with his winning 3 games in a row, and he's played a big part in that. So he's obviously fitted in seamlessly, come in the door from Kilmarnock, and not played since the 30th of December. So we took him on, we substituted him in both the first 2 games, and he played the full 96 minutes last week. So gives a level of he's a sort of swashbuckling player who raids along the right flank, and a lot of energy, aggressive running, dribbling, and can defend, you know, as well. So he's added to it with his deliveries have been important for us as well. So he's a very good crosser. So these are important, because we've got players who want to attack the ball in the box. So that's important.
We just spoke to Barry Bagley there, who's played every minute for your side this season, and he's probably a little bit in and out of the team last year, but he's really nailed down so far that central midfield spot. How impressed have you been with him, and what does he give your side?
Yeah, Barry, he's a technician, you know, he's a creator. He's obviously a natural midfield player, very comfortable in tight areas, and opens up the pitch and sees the possibilities. I think you're right, when he came in last season, it took a little time to settle. He probably put a lot of emphasis, Jamie Lennon had been out, and in big emphasis on his defensive responsibility. And he, you know, I remember matches against the likes of Patrick Hickey, you know, where there were sort of physical mismatches and things like that. So he had to adapt to that. And but as the season went on, he improved, got better, more comfortable in the environment, more comfortable in the team. And obviously he's excelled so far this season, and he actually is controlling games, you know, he's having an impact on games, controlling games and getting a lot of touches. And he's supremely fit, and covers a huge amount of distance in a game, and he very rarely gives the ball away. So he just needs to add goals now. That's the next step for him, because he was unlucky last week and he came in his right foot against Shells, I thought, wasn't it? So he's gone, and even in the Aviva, that game, he came in his left foot and curled it around the top corner. So he's very close to getting off the mark. So he just needs to add goals to his game now.
I was going to mention that strike in the Aviva, because that was the one that sticks out to my mind. Another player who, maybe just ahead of him, who has really added a lot on his end product is Keane Levy. And we saw you lift him up to the fans after his goal in Galway. He's really developing into a top, top footballer.
Well, you know, he's got an exceptional attitude. Like, he just really lives and breathes it. He's obviously supremely fit, quick, you know, rapid, really. And carries is a natural dribbler, inside or outside. Again, great goal against Galway, and that can give him the confidence to realise that he has the ability to score goals as well. And hopefully that gives him the confidence to go and do that and make a difference in the final third, because he's made a great contribution in the early parts of the season so far. So hopefully he continues to do so.
Looking ahead to Friday night first, your games against Drogheda last season, there was only one goal across the 4 games, and we 3-0 alls. Expect much of the same on Friday night?
Oh, that sounds terrible, doesn't it, though?
It's a great sell for the game on radio.
It sounds terrible. Like, I mean, my God, that's not something you'd be proud of, but certainly, I must confess. But listen, it's last season's last season, that's the past. It's a new season. Are for every team difficult to break down over the years. You know, over the last few seasons they've been very consistent in that regard, not conceded a lot of goals in the last few seasons, so they've been very consistent in that regard, very well drilled and organised, and obviously the Carrion threat in the final third, particularly on the counter attack. And so you have to make sure you're set up well behind the ball, that you don't concede from counter attacks. And I think, listen, from our point of view, we're at home, full house. You know, we've had two good home wins, and we want to be attack and get after whoever we're playing, no matter who it is at home, and try and be creative and try and enjoy the games and as much as we can, and get that connection with the players and supporters and try and win the games. And we must try and do that tomorrow.
Look, at least I suppose you can take four clean sheets if there's not much going forward. I know you prefer stuff going forward, but at least you can take that out of it. Can I ask you about some stuff maybe away from the club? I know you spent a bit of time in the off season with Keith Andrews over in Brentford, and obviously you were alongside him in the Ireland gig a couple of years ago. Did you think Keith would have this sort of trajectory with his career when you were alongside him there?
Listen, Keith's done brilliant. You know, obviously the reason I brought him in, because I identified him as someone who I felt had potential, because he's been with the Ireland under-17s and brought him in with the under-21s for 18 months, and then he came with me with the senior international team, you know. So very well, like, he's obviously done brilliantly at Brentford, and everyone in Ireland should be delighted for him. And it's brilliant to see an Irishman managing the Premier League, who's come through the ranks here in Ireland, and you know, coached at under 17, under 21 level, him with the senior international team. Obviously, he's with me for 5 years, and I'm delighted for him. And you know, he hopefully has a big future ahead of him.
When you go over for those sort of visits, are you able still to bounce ideas off each other? Is that relationship still there?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. But listen, you know, he deserves all the credit for his success, and long may it continue, and hopefully they can finish the season really strongly.
Just to wrap up, because it's probably the final time we'll speak ahead of a game before the international break, and it's a huge game for Ireland in Prague in a couple of weeks. There's a man who's kind of been rumoured to be maybe getting a shock recall to the squad, is David McGoldrick. And I know you had him at the start of your career with Ireland, and then he played in that playoff game against Slovakia, and he probably wasn't 100% fully fit in that, and that's when we saw him step away from the team to focus on his club career. From your short stint with David, I suppose, how much quality did you see from him, and would you be shocked to see him in the Ireland squad next week?
Listen, I wouldn't like to advise Hamer who to select one way or another. That's, you know, he's watching all the games. I haven't seen David play this season for Barnsley, but obviously he's done brilliantly in recent weeks, scoring goals. And the only thing I can say, in the short time he was in our squad, his attitude was really exceptional. All of the players really liked him. He was a very positive influence on surroundings, and very humble individual who has had a really excellent career, and he's still playing at 38. He's quite amazing, and scoring goals in League One at that level, and it's a credit to him. And certainly it's great to see playing for Conor Hourihan, his manager, who's actually younger than him, of course. And Conor played in that playoff as well, and against Slovakia in that game, where David was outstanding. Conor nearly won it for us with 3 minutes to go. He was unfortunate off the line, and I think Conor's gone on and managing Barnsley. It's great to see Irish, you know, Irish coaches getting an opportunity at good clubs. Barnsley's a good sized club, and obviously he was the captain there, so it's great for Conor to get the opportunity to manage Barnsley. He has a really you know, bright future ahead of himself as a coach. David was at Notts County, having done really well at, you know, Sheffield United for so many years, and was at Notts County, and had a renaissance last season and scored a lot of goals, and obviously has moved to Barnsley and fed himself out of the team for a period, but has come back and got more than a goal a game, hasn't he, in the last 9 games. So it's for someone who's not really doesn't play on the last line, he's more one links to play and gets in the box then. So his football intelligence, football IQ, very high level. And you know, so certainly for Ireland, that was more of his game. He had to link to play more than, he didn't score that many goals, but he he was he led the line brilliantly, and in that period, and you know, I wish him well, whatever in his career with Barnsley. After that, I've no insight into whether he's part of the plans, whether they've looked at or not. I've absolutely no insight into that. I don't know. So good luck to him.
Stephen, thanks a million. Best luck on Friday and best luck on Monday as well against Derry.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Here at Barry Bagley, ahead of a big double header for your Pat side over the next couple of days. First up, you got Drogheda on Friday. Your side are in flying form coming into this, three wins in the last three games. You've played every minute of those three. How are you feeling?
Feeling great, to be honest with you. It's great. The week we had last week was brilliant. Being able to get three wins in a week, like, it doesn't really happen very often. So we're going to take huge confidence off that going into the game this Friday, and hopefully we can do the same.
How are you finding the new system? Because obviously it's slightly different from what we saw last season and what we've really seen from your manager's teams throughout his whole career. How are you finding that different midfield?
I think it gives us a lot more solidity, I think, in midfield. There's not as much openness. Like, teams aren't playing through us as much. And then it allows us, obviously, to, with the extra defender behind us, we can maybe afford to go forward a bit more, especially the midfielders, knowing that we have that security behind us. So it gives you probably a bit more freedom to kind of attack and defend as well, because you're starting to build the relationships where maybe if one midfielder goes, the other one stays. So I'm really enjoying it. And I think we're playing well in that system at the minute.
Do you find that kind of pivot of the two suits you? Like, we saw you with Darren Nugent the other night. It's been Jamie Lennon before that. Do either of them maybe complement your style more, or are you just happy to switch that with whoever is there beside you?
Yeah, just happy to switch it. Like, we've got Dara, who can also do kind of both as well, and Lenny can do both. So I think it's just good that we've got that kind of freedom of whoever's in there. Like, we can complement each other well. And spicy me, like, I'm not like a attacking minded or a defensive minded, I just like doing a bit of everything. So I'm enjoying it, and hopefully we can continue the good form.
What do you think is attributed to that good form? Because we saw the first game was quite a rugby game. I thought you actually played quite well in that game. You probably feel that way yourself. And then obviously you have a tough loss to Shamrock Rovers the next week, but the bounce back from 1 point from the opening two has been phenomenal. What's behind that?
Well, I think if you look at the start, like, we've had two very tough games, you know. I think, obviously, if you look at the Aviva game, I know it was at the Aviva, but it's an away game, essentially. And I think most teams are going to find it difficult going to Daly Mount and Tala this year. So to get them two out of the way, and we're obviously disappointed not to come away with a few more points. But I think going into the game at home, we knew, like, if we went out and put on a good performance, it could really kickstart the season for us. And I think that's what's led us to go on then and win the couple of games after that.
What was that like walking out into the pitch at the Aviva? I know obviously you've played a couple of games in England, but you probably haven't played in a stadium quite like that, an atmosphere like that. What was that like as a player?
Yeah, it was brilliant. I've obviously always watched all the Ireland games at the Aviva and stuff, and it was actually my first time being in the stadium, so it was great to experience that. And the crowd on the day were brilliant. Like, it was a great experience, so I think hopefully we can get many more experiences like that to come.
Looking ahead to this Friday, first of all, Drogheda have a very rigid system, and they don't really change the way they play no matter who they're playing, and we know exactly the type of game it's going to be. What are you expecting from them on Friday?
Well, they're a very, very well organised team. They don't give up many chances. Like, you rarely see them get beat by more than one goal, and they can cause you problems too in the attack. They've got great pace up front, so I expect it to be a tight game, but you know, we're confident, obviously, coming in after three wins, and we're going to look to go on the front foot and try and win the game.
Last season, you were probably a bit more in and out of the team, whereas this season, you've been in it, you've played every minute so far in the season. What's behind that change, and what have you maybe done to the manager in pre-season and shown him in pre-season that you're capable to step up and play every minute?
Well, yeah, I thought last season it was the kind of up and down. No, I didn't have a level of consistency. I'm just saying to myself and pre-season, like, I'm just going to put in as much work as I can and do my best to get in the team. And thankfully I was able to do that over pre-season. I got myself playing regularly, and I feel like I'm in a good place at the minute, so hopefully I can just keep playing there as long as I can.
Can I ask about international ambitions? Because we spoke to Steve McMullen the other week, and he said he doesn't think you need to leave the league to get into international side and impress managers. You've obviously played underage for Northern Ireland. Mm-hmm. You obviously harbour ambitions to play senior level. Do you think you can achieve that here?
I definitely can. Well, you've seen Stevie last year. He got a call up to the Northern Ireland team. So you know, you see, like, even in this league, like, there's a couple of players in the fringes of the Ireland squad last year's, like, so Josh Honahan and stuff. So if they're getting called into the Ireland squad, there's definitely a chance for the likes of us lads to get called into the Northern Ireland squad. So I don't think you need to leave the league as such. I think you just need to be performing really well at this level, and I think you can get a chance, definitely.
You've a couple of internationals in your squad already, Max Matta up top, Joey Anang at the back. Just to talk on those strikers briefly, you've got Ryan Edmondson, who scored two fantastic goals last Friday night. You've got Max and both Aidan Keenan now coming back fit as well. How exciting is it to have those in front of you? Because maybe when we saw Mason Melia leave at the end of the season, we were kind of wondering what direction would your strikers go in. Mm-hmm. How impressive have you been with them?
Brilliant day. They've all, Max and Ryan obviously coming in this year, they've been a breath of fresh air. They give us a different dynamic than probably what we had before. Everyone knows how good Aidan is and stuff as a striker, like his quality of finishing is brilliant. And I think all three of them are different in their own way, so to be able to have different attacking options is great now, and it gives us different ways to win, I suppose.
The relationship that the players at the moment seem to have with the fans in the stands seems to be entwined in one. And I was there last Friday and I saw the players all going up to the Ballybock end and talk at the end of the game. And I mean, the scenes both when the goal went in and then after when you're up with the fans, how special is that connection?
It's brilliant. I think it's essential for a team to have a good connection with their fans if they want to really achieve something. The St. Pat's fans are brilliant, like, they get behind us no matter what, and it's good that we're now repaying their faith with good performances and results on the pitch. So we're hoping that can continue throughout the season because it's going to be really big for us.
Finally, before we wrap up, we spoke about the fans behind the goal. You already have a number one fan who maybe isn't there every week. We've seen your dad tweeting after every game on Twitter. How special is that to have him fighting for your corner after every game?
Ah, yeah, it's brilliant. Like, he loves all that side of the things. I'm not too interested in it, but no, obviously it's great for him to be able to support me. Like, it's great to have support like that, and all my family are great, to be fair, in that way. So it's great to have it.
Cheers, Barry. Best looking for
you. No worries. Thanks very much.